And now this is a dictation. For Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, Bellinger, B-E-L-L-I-N-G-E-R, May 1346. We're going to address as a letter to Jody, J-O-D-I, Drenth, D as in David, R-E-N-T-H, nurse practitioner, 953-5329. Dear Mrs. Drenth, consultation for Mrs. Bellinger with abnormal kidney function. Comes accompanied with sister, who is dialysis patient of mine. Denies change of weight or appetite. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. Some degree of frequency, urgency, and incontinence, but no infection, cloudiness, or blood, and has not passed stone in the past. She has underlying congestive heart failure, atrial fibrillation, follows with cardiology Dr. Kreposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N. Acknowledged not to do a salt restriction, edema stable on diuretics, no claudication symptoms or ulcers, minor neuropathy on the toes, stable dyspnea, mobility restricted in part from the deconditioning heart and obesity, has not required any oxygen, never been tested for sleep apnea, she's not aware of snoring or stopping breathing at night, no chest pain palpitation syncope, orthopnea PND, has psoriasis but no skin rash or bruises, no bleeding nose, gums, or headaches. Next paragraph. Past medical history for atrial fibrillation, denies coronary artery disease, record shows congestive heart failure, there has been a mitral valve regurgitation, no rheumatic fever and not symptomatic, has not required pacemaker, for atrial fibrillation multiple cardioversions, no TIAs, stroke or seizures, no deep thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, denies gastrointestinal bleeding, no anemia, blood transfusion, or liver disease, no kidney stones, no pneumonia, does have esophageal reflux, next paragraph. No reported allergies. Next paragraph. Medications include potassium, Nurantin, Pepcid, Bisoprolol, Xarelto, Lasix, Protanix, Cymbalta, vitamin D, a number of supplements. Next paragraph, surgeries include appendix, left hip replacement, right knee scope and eventual replacement, left length implant only on the right side, prior procedure for severe neck pain with injection, and multiple cardioversions. Next paragraph, prior smoker, discontinued 2017. Started smoking age 15, a pack every 3-4 days, no alcohol. Sister has kidney disease on dialysis. Next paragraph, review system done as indicated above. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 250, blood pressure 160 over 90 on the right sided, 148 over 80 on the left sided. Alert, orientation 3, obesity, mild decreased hearing, normal speech, dense cataract on the left, length implant on the right, no facial asymmetry, no expressive facial dysarthria, no palpable neck masses, no carotid Brewer's JBD, lansar clear, no pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, no gross murmurs, obesity of the abdomen, cannot precise internal organs, small varicose veins, no major edema, pulses weak, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. Creatinine has been since 22 between 1.3 and 1.5. Back in 21 was 0.9. Blood test will need to be updated. Previously, mild anemia, 13.1. Prior sodium potassium acid base normal. Calcium normal. GFR will be in the upper 40s, stage 3. No phosphorus or PTH available. Prior high cholesterol. LDL 152, HDL 44, triglycerides 210, A1C at 6. Next paragraph. Back in 2018, CT scan normal size kidneys without urinary retention, and prior echo also a few years back, normal ejection fraction with moderate mitral regurgitation. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, stage 3, the last few years is stable over time. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Blood test needs to be updated. We are going to update also kidney ultrasound and rule out urinary retention. Chemistries will tell us about anemia, potassium, acid base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, and PTH for appropriate treatment. Urine needs to be done to see if there is activity for blood protein or cells, including a protein creatinine ratio. Further advice with those results. I did not change medications. I'm encouraging her to check her blood pressure at home more frequently, and we will adjust medications accordingly. Avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. Further advice to follow enteral dictation